With the new grant round starting up, this seems like a good time to catch up with how some of FQXI's previous grant recipients have been getting on. Alex Maloney and Robert Brandenberger at McGill University have been using their FQXI grant to investigate some bold, brain-twisting ideas of their own. In particular, combining string theory and cosmology to recast the universe as a hologram. Together, they hope to find out when time itself began, as reporter Corinne Piekema found out.
At McGill University in Montreal, Canada, theoretical physicist Alex Maloney is applying string theory to basic conceptual puzzles in quantum gravity, and he's especially interested in black holes and cosmology. String theorists suggest that the elementary particles present in the entire universe are made of small, one-dimensional loops of energy. The theory tries to reconcile quantum mechanics and general relativity. In 2008, Maloney received a grant from the Foundational Questions Institute for a rather spectacular idea. His aim is to try to understand the birth of our universe by creating a hologram of it. The ultimate aim of the project is to find whether the Big Bang was indeed when time began. To find out how the research is going, I caught up with Maloney on Skype. I first asked him what it was exactly that he had proposed to do.
The grant was given for work involving applications of techniques in string theory, in particular applications of what is known as the holographic principle, to cosmology. And cosmology being the study of the evolution of the universe as a whole.
The holographic principle has been around in physics for several decades, but it was described in its most precise form only a decade ago by a string theorist called Juan Maldacena.
The basic idea of the holographic principle is that the degrees of freedom which describe gravitation can be encoded in a theory of physics that lives on the boundary of space-time. The sort of most basic way of thinking about it is in terms of black hole physics.
A black hole is an object in space that is so dense that not even light can escape its gravitational pull. Light is kept within a boundary surrounding the entire black hole, called the event horizon. Besides stopping light from escaping, this event horizon also stores or encodes all the information contained within the black hole. Just like a two-dimensional hologram encodes information about a three-dimensional image. And scientists are now starting to be able to decode this information in event horizons, a technique they have termed the holographic principle.
It turns out that when you study the dynamics of the evolution of the universe, it's possible for the universe also to have event horizons. So just to be a little more specific, if I have some region of space and I want to describe gravity and particle physics and everything that's going on inside that region of space, the holographic principle would tell you that there's a way of describing that physics, not in terms of objects that live in the interior of that region of space, but instead in terms of objects that live on the boundary of that region. The holographic principle is an attempt to make this sort of simple geometric picture very precise.
In the late 1990s, astronomers discovered that the expansion of the universe appears to be speeding up, which many think is caused by the influence of some unknown dark energy pushing the cosmos outwards. This discovery now allows Maloney and others to apply the holographic principle to cosmology.
According to this discovery, the rate at which the universe is expanding is accelerating in time. So the universe is not just expanding at a constant velocity, but the velocity at which the universe is expanding is increasing in time. And that means that eventually the universe will be expanding so rapidly that if I'm here in the Milky Way galaxy and you're next door in the Andromeda galaxy, then these two galaxies will be speeding away from each other at such a high velocity that it would be impossible for us to communicate with one another. Because even if I were to send you a signal at the speed of light, it would never be possible for that signal to reach you because you would be receding away from me so quickly. In this case, there is effectively an event horizon. And so the techniques that we've developed to study black hole physics can also be used to study the sorts of event horizons that will arise in cosmology.
And it doesn't stop there. One of the most interesting theories that physicists are discussing at the moment is the theory of inflation. According to this idea, at a very early time, the universe was expanding exponentially, and this expansion was happening so rapidly that event horizons were created between regions in space. This idea makes it possible to study the universe, even in its infancy, by applying the holographic principle.
The goal of this program of research is to take some of these very remarkable and precise ideas and to try and push them one step farther to understand situations that would describe the evolution of the universe.
But to answer the highly complex question of what happened at the birth of the universe, Maloney has to start small. To date, he has focused on a simplified model to gain the first very basic information.
My particular research has focused on some very simple models of cosmology. And it turns out that one radical simplification is to study cosmology in a universe with two spatial dimensions. So it turns out that Einstein's theory of general relativity is relatively simple in a universe with only two spatial dimensions rather than three. And so if one wants to study the quantum mechanical version of that theory, that will also be simple. Now, of course, that's really what physicists like to call a toy model. Obviously, we live in a universe with three spatial dimensions, and so we have to be careful before trying to draw too many conclusions. But it's a model where we can do all of the calculations that we want to do, and where we can try to answer very, very basic conceptual questions.
Maloney is, of course, not working alone on this ambitious project. Robert Brandenberger, who is professor of physics at McGill University, is one of Maloney's close collaborators. He is interested in the singularity of time. In other words, a single point at which time began, believed to be at the Big Bang. I caught up with him via Skype while he was attending a conference in Germany and found out that it is not fame or money that drives this research.
My hobby is research. And one of the questions that I'm really fascinated by is the question of whether there was a Big Bang or not, in the sense of a time before which there was no time. The universe is now expanding, and if you extrapolate this expansion back into the past, you seem to find that there was an origin of time. And that brings about all kinds of philosophical problems, but also physics breaks down long before we reach that time.
How did you get involved with Alex in this project?
Holography is an approach which comes from string theory. And Alex Maloney is a string theorist. I'm a cosmologist. And so it's an ideal project to combine string theory and cosmology.
So have you had any results yet?
Yes, we have partial results. We are able to carry out this program in a space-time which is homogeneous. We can resolve the Big Bang singularity in that framework. But our universe has spatial fluctuations. So what we are working on now is we are trying to see whether we can still resolve the singularity even if we include small amplitude in homogeneities.
Maloney and Brandenberger have used the money from their grant to take small steps towards answering one of the fundamental questions about what happened at the birth of the universe. By applying string theory to cosmology, the researchers are able to look back towards the very start of time and space, using a clever technique that allows them to decode what is almost like a zip file containing all the information from the origins of the universe. This is only the start of what will likely be a prolonged project that will reach well beyond the duration of this grant. But the success of the collaboration to date has already convinced both that there is much to be gained from this approach.
With more work, I'm also optimistic that we will be able to make predictions for observations that come from this stringy picture of the early universe, which involves the hologram.
In general, our understanding of how to apply the rules of quantum mechanics to cosmologies, to universes which are evolving in time, is very poor. And it's that subject that we're trying to understand.
Alex Maloney and Robert Brandenberger were speaking with Corinne Piekema there. And you can read more about their work on the holographic universe on the website www.fqxi.org/community/podcast.